Palestinian Authority leaders said Yasser Arafat will run for re-election in January, despite comments from the Bush administration that the president has not and will not deal with Arafat. Hundreds of thousands of West Bank residents remain under curfew, and Israeli tanks and helicopters continue to pound a Palestinian security building in Hebron. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinians are going about their daily routines, despite Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's promise of a massive military operation in the narrow strip of land along the Mediterranean, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Standing at the Netzarim checkpoint in the central Gaza Strip, Palestinians have plenty of time to debate the coming elections and discuss the Israeli attack on Hebron. The road from Gaza City to the Han Yunis or Rafah camps opens in the morning, sometimes, and closes without warning. Yesterday, the line of cars, trucks, and taxis spilled over the sides of the road into the rutted dirt fields scraped clean of vegetation by Israeli bulldozers. Those who arrived at the checkpoint before 8 a.m. had what locals call a normal wait, about 3 hours. In Rafah, down by the border with Egypt, funerals still were going on for 7 Palestinians killed in an Israeli helicopter attack earlier this week. Nationalistic music blared from speakers in a large tent where mostly pro-Hamas men gathered to mourn 4 of those killed. 3 of the men were brothers, Bassem, Yasser, and Yusuf Rizik. A surviving brother, Saeed, confirms that all 3 were dedicated to fighting both the Israelis and any effort by the Palestinian Authority to rein in Hamas. Saeed says Palestinians in Gaza aren't scared by the Israeli army.
Actually, Sharon's supposed to be the one who should expect things here because we are already waiting for him. We are people who are seeing their children, their brothers, their parents killed every day. They don't care about life anymore. They are ready to die.
But the aggressive talk is not yet being matched by preparations on the ground. The sandbag piles aren't nearly as numerous as they were during the March Israeli offensive, and stores are experiencing only the usual difficulties in getting supplies, not panic buying. A few miles north in Han Yunis, 22-year-old Mohammed shrugs when asked about Sharon's threat of a massive operation here. He says Sharon can do whatever he wants, since the Arabs have failed to come to the defense of the Palestinians, but he says he has made a few preparations.
Of course, when you're responsible for a family, you have kids, children, you should secure them as we expect that they invade Gaza as they did in Ramallah. So I bought extra food, extra cans of meat and other things, and the flour of bread.
But at the ever-present snarl of vehicles waiting at the Netzarim checkpoint to head back to Gaza City, this man says he doubts Sharon will send troops into the Gaza Strip.
I'm sure it will not happen because he knows that the situation in Gaza is completely different than West Bank. There is a very high percentage of population. Any invasion for Gaza will cause a lot of loss in the Israeli side. Also for threatening to assassinate the leaders of Hamas and al-Jihad, this they should know, that it will create much, much more violence than what's happening now.
Israeli leaders have heard these warnings before, but the latest string of suicide bombings has convinced them that military force is the best means to limit the terror attacks. Gazans expect some kind of strike here, and they have no doubt it will influence the campaigns for the upcoming Palestinian elections. Most likely, they say, by boosting support for candidates from Hamas and other factions, and further dimming the star of the Palestinian Authority. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Rafah Refugee Camp in the Gaza Strip.